Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society at Emerson and Wooden Avenues. Last time we talked about historical news items from the Chelan Leader in 1913. Today, let's take a little different aspect to these notices. And in January, there was notice on front page, Chelan County as well as the town of Chelan went dry, January 1, 1913. Miss Alice Warren was seriously injured returning home from party at the Fosdick home. The team became unmanageable. Buggy was run up on steep bank at one side of the road and overturned. Miss Alice, who was sitting on the other's knees, no seatbelt, was thrown forward under the horse's feet. Fortunately, the horse that fell on her could not get up again, or Miss Warren would probably have been trampled to death with its sharp shod feet. In May, St. Andrew's will not sell church site. Congregation decides at annual meeting to retain valuable property on Wooden Avenue, and there it stands still. In July, the leader reminded property owners that they are responsible for removal of noxious weeds from streets and alleys adjoining their properties. In August, letter to the editor. Dear Sir, I am a homesteader in the National Timber Reserve near Kettle Falls, Washington. I am here 4 years now and would like to find a partner to join me. It is awful lonesome trying to live alone. I am 48 years old, about. I would like a second-handed woman for a partner, not less than 15 years old, nor more than 45 or 6, but no crank, as I am not a crank myself. I have no money whatever, was never married, will give all other particulars in first letter, signed Enoch Shepherd. Then in October, Mrs. J.R. Watson was commended for marksmanship in shooting a coyote. Like all other good housewives in these parts who try to keep on the family living expenses with profits of a flock of chickens, had suffered from the depredations of coyotes until her patience was about exhausted, and she felt a pardonable desire to exterminate the whole tribe of chicken thieves. She dropped a coyote at 250 yards with a Winchester rifle. And finally, in December, Fred Wright was able to walk downtown Monday after having been laid up all fall with typhoid fever. No doubt Mr. Wright came in for a bit of Christmas shopping. And there you have it from 1913.